I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. The roughly 1 million residents of the Ocean State traveled such diverse paths to get here. Many started their journey in the Women and Infants Hospital delivery room. Others of us got here by way of college admissions letters, the immigration field office in Providence, or marriage proposals. And some of us discovered, perhaps by happenstance, that the reason to set down roots in Rhode Island is that this remarkably unique state offers something irresistible, an alluring, seductive confluence of topography, culture, aesthetic contrasts, and a deep sense of community. This week's essayist, Llewellyn King, traveled the world before settling here and brims with appreciation.
I had special reasons to be thankful this past Thanksgiving. One was to be thankful to America for admitting me as an immigrant back in 1963. I was welcomed as part of the then huge British quota that applied to me, even though I was born in southern Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. I am also grateful to Rhode Island, where my wife, Linda Gasparello, and I have, by happy chance, made our home for more than 4 years. People, you have a little treasure here, a bolt hole for the world weary, a welcoming and pleasant place with great restaurants, a wonderful selection of beaches, interesting countryside, and the warmest people this side of I know not where. And I have traveled to more than 100 countries and lived on 3 continents. Take it from me, Rhode Island is a treasure. To me, it nestles between the arrogance of Massachusetts and the upward-tilted-nose superiority of Connecticut. In London, they listen to how you speak. Just listen to her. She's not our class, darling. In New York, they speak about money. I'm heavily invested in pharmaceuticals. In Washington, they speak about power. I'm well connected at the White House. By comparison, Rhode Islanders speak about everyday things. But, oh, must you have such a bad self-image? I sometimes want to take dear little Rhodey by its lapels and gently shake it, saying, don't you know you have it all here? Give or take a larcenous politician. But Rhode Island is more than being about eating and sunbathing. A special delight for us has been good, affordable theater. When I lived in London in the early 1960s, the thing that struck Americans was how polite the English were. Now, London and New York are interchangeable, and Washington is well on the way to losing what is left of its manners. I would offer up the whole state of Rhode Island for recognition as a place of lovely, cheering politeness that makes daily living a pleasure and smooths a little grease on the rough edges of any day. Also, and as an old newspaper man, this is important to me, Rhode Island has great pubs, as in public houses. I give thanks to Rhode Island and you, the Rhode Islanders. You're a good lot.
Llewellyn King left school in southern Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, to become a journalist when he was 16. He's been at it ever since, having worked on newspapers in London and the U.S., as well as having a parallel career in broadcasting and publishing. He's worked for BBC in London, the New York Herald Tribune, and the Washington Post. He now produces and hosts the PBS program White House Chronicle and is a syndicated columnist. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.